I'm joined by Emad Mahu in Zabadani. Emad, what is happening in Wadi Barada? I'm hearing news of a lot of casualties there.
Sir, from the early hours of the morning, a huge army belongs to political Republican Guard was invading the valley of Barada. Wadi Barada was invading the valley with tanks and they was bombing two cities, Bassime and also Deir Qahun, two towns. One of them is Bassime, and the second is Deir Qahun. In the first early hours, there was around five merchants get killed by this bombing the city with tanks and with heavy machine guns. And also, there is around 11 houses fall down on the ground on the heads of their residents. After 5 or 6 hours, there was a negotiation between the army and the civilians there. They said to them, "Go out and take your merchant and your wanted man from the ground." When they go out to take them, they start to shoot on them and fall down. Another four merchants get killed by this shooting from the regular army, Republican Guard, and also. And the member of the Free Syrian Army start to fight with the Republican Guard in an area called Ashrafiyat Al-Wadi. There is a town there called Ashrafiyat Al-Wadi. Member of the Free Syrian Army have a big fight with the Republican Guard and get and killed around 20 of them and destroyed. Destroyed one tanks and one BTR. They transferred soldier in it. It's called BTR. So they destroyed one tanks and one BTR and killed around 21 from them.
This is
until now there is around 18 merchants. Between them, a child. Her name is Fatima. A child. It's around 12 years old. A child gets killed in this bombing two towns.
And why do you think they have targeted the Barada Valley today?
Yeah. What?
Why do you think the Republican Guard have gone into the valley today?
We don't know why they invade this area right now, but you can say because this area is all against the system. All the people go out there to protest, to topple the regime, to say we want the regime to leave. So now in Syria, you can say in Syria, not only in the Valley of Barada, all the people go out to ask the regime to leave. So the regime start doing their and fine. They are trying to shut us, to shut our voice by killing us and do more killing.
And have you been following what's happening on the UN Security Council?
Yes, we was watching yesterday the speech of Prime Minister of Qatar and also Hillary Clinton, the Foreign Minister of the United States. We are waiting today. Today we will be held a meeting again for a decision. We are waiting them to help us to put some more pressure on the system. We need help to get free from this regime. They are killing us every day. Every day they are killing us. Every day they are bombing us. Last time, a few months ago, they was shooting on us. Now they are bombing us with tanks. Maybe tomorrow they will bombing us with aircraft.
And what's the situation in Zabadani itself? Because last month people said it was liberated. Is it?
Yes. Till now, Zabadani is liberated. There is no army inside Zabadani. There is no security inside Zabadani. It's a liberate city till now. The Free Syrian Army is holding the city till now. but we are afraid from any invasion from the regime. We can't fight them forever. We can fight them for 5 days, for 6 days. We will run out of bullets. We will run out of rockets. We will run out of bullets. We can't fight them forever. We need help. We need help from foreign, from Europe, from United States. We need no-fly zone. We need them to help the Free Syrian Army. We need to get help as soon as possible. We can't stand alone.